Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us yet on your various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Dr. Paul Napper, who leads a management psychology practice. His clients list includes Fortune 500 companies, nonprofits, universities, and startups. He is the co-author of the new book, The Power of Agency, The 7 Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms. And Dr. Napper, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Certainly appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here today. So tell us, what inspired you to write this book, The Power of Agency?
Yeah, good question. What started my interest in this is just listening to my clients. I've been basically an executive coach for the last 20 years, doing a lot of work with individuals and teams of individuals. And what I found in my own business is people feeling more overwhelmed by the volume of information coming at them and more challenged in making decisions. And I partnered with another psychologist who works with kids and families. He's finding the same thing. So we're thinking that there's something going on in the wider society that is, you know, kind of ramped up stress to a level that we've not seen before. A lot of it has to do with just the sheer volume of information coming at us. So with my business clients, it's been more about how did they inoculate themselves from that? How do they make good quality decisions in the face of that? Because at the end of the day, you know, for all businesses, the quality of decision making is the thing that matters most.
It certainly is, and a great place to kick things off here today. So tell us, what is agency and why does it matter?
Well, you know, agency is a term that has been researched and discussed for decades in psychology and sociology and philosophy. Agency is our capacity as human beings to think independent thoughts and act on those thoughts. And, you know, it's been debated a lot, you know, to what extent do humans actually have a capacity to engage in independent thinking. You know, we're very social as creatures. You know, we're embedded in our social relationships, our social networks. And, you know, there are a lot of people who think that many of us, you know, don't engage in much independent thought. What I've learned is that can be developed. People can develop an ability to think more independently, to literally think about their own thinking, their own quality of their thinking. And so I started teaching my clients this, and it reduced their stress. And it made them feel more confident. So, you know, essentially what agency is, it's that human ability that we all have, but which needs to be developed to take our lives in the desired directions we want to take them. And it's, you know, the simplest way to think about it is, are you a good agent for yourself? Are you acting as a good agent on your own behalf and, you know, on behalf of your business? And, you know, some people are better agents, right? And so I did a ton of interviews of people to try to distill down, why are some people better agents? Why is it that they make better quality decisions and things work out better for them? And so, you know, that led to, you know, finding there were several things that really go into that, you know, that if they are true, several things that if those things are more true than not, people have a higher shot at being able to make better quality and more independent decisions in their lives.
And who wouldn't want that? And that is certainly some awesome and inspiring information right there. Now, everyone is familiar with mindfulness. How is agency different here?
Great question, Eric. Yeah, it's a really good question. And mindfulness is tremendously powerful. You know, we recommend it in our book. One of the things that mindfulness achieves that helps to boost agency is that it quiets the mind. It kind of takes some of the stimuli out of the equation. And, you know, what we've been learning over the last 10 to 20 years is that as our society has changed, and you know, I like to say that we're living through one grand social experiment, and we've put the tech industry in charge of that experiment, and we're living through it. And you know, what we're learning is that, you know, we're all a bit overstimulated. You know, we're all in a bit over our heads from a cognitive standpoint. And many of us, you know, are slow to recognize that. What mindfulness does is it kind of gives you that an important time out. It quiets the mind down. It gets you back to baseline. So it's a very, very powerful practice, and we actually recommend it in our book as a way to just sort of, you know, do almost a mind cleanse. You know, you need to have some time in your busy schedule when you are literally doing nothing, thinking nothing, and, you know, just really trying to, you know, get yourself back to baseline, both physically, mentally, and emotionally. Because if you stay in an overstimulated state 24/7, the quality of your decisions will definitely decline. Does that make sense?
It certainly does make sense, and a lot of good information there as well. Thanks for that. Today we're joined by Dr. Paul Napper, the co-author of the new book, The Power of Agency, The 7 Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EP and the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Dr. Napper, as well, what role does agency play in one's work and home life?
Yeah, that's the all-important question, right? And when we have agency, the quality of our judgment is better and our confidence is higher. So we are more apt to take action in our lives. So when we have higher levels of agency at work, what that looks like is, you know, we feel good. We feel powerful. We feel more confident. We feel like things we're firing on all cylinders. We are more decisive, and the quality of our decisions are higher, and we feel a sense of confidence and optimism in putting those decisions into action. The same is true at home. And one thing that's important to know about agency is that, you know, having some emotional self-awareness is very important. It's a very important part of agency. So, you know, having an awareness of what you're feeling in the moment, why you happen to be feeling that, and how to manage your emotions has a direct bearing on your level of agency. And so higher agency people have a capacity, you know, they have more, you know, emotional self-awareness. And when at home with family members, you know, when we have higher levels of self-awareness, everything works better, right? We navigate through our relationships better. We're able to have closer connected relationships, healthier relationships with the people closest to us. So agency is really, you know, fundamentally, it's about kind of taking control of yourself as a person, sort of taking control of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, to get yourself into a sort of a healthy balance so that, you know, everything is working better. And as the title of the book says, it's fundamentally about, you know, creating a life that's meaningful to you. So one of the things that interests me is there's so much written these days about happiness and, you know, pursuing happiness and how to be more happy. And, you know, and what research tells us about human happiness is that when people are doing things, when they're engaged in and involved in doing things that are meaningful to them, that's when they experience the highest levels of happiness. And that really relates directly to agency, because agency is about, you know, pursuing success on your own terms. It's not the guy next to you's version of success, or the guy on the other side of you. It's what matters to you, what success looks like to you, and what's most meaningful to you. And in order to know what that is, you have to, you know, have a certain level of agency. You have to be able to think independently, not necessarily do what everybody else is doing and assume that that's going to make you happy. And, you know, we see a lot of that because, you know, at the end of the day, and this is something I should have mentioned earlier, humans are herd creatures. We are herd animals. We tend to follow the herd, and sometimes that's not a bad thing, right? You know, when there's a fire and everybody, and some of the first person to notice runs for the exit door, you know, you want to follow. But a lot of times being a herd animal gets in our way. It has us doing things that are not the best things for us, and it infects our decision making, right? We can make decisions based on groupthink versus, you know, thinking more robustly. So, you know, there's a lot in the book about how to think more clearly, because at the end of the day, agency is very much about that as well.
Certainly appreciate your input there in all regards there. Now, another question for you. Does having higher agency make you a better leader? And what do you see in your work with business leaders?
You know, it really does. I mean, I think that at the end of the day, when someone talks about the best leader that they ever worked for, you know, they say something along these lines. They say, you know, that person instilled in me a greater sense of confidence, a trust in myself to be able to do things that I didn't even necessarily think I could do. And so usually when people answer a question about the best leader they ever worked for, they say something like that. And that's a high agency leader. I mean, agency has a lot to do with confidence. And, you know, I think that, you know, there's a lot, you know, obviously written about what confidence is and why it matters. But confidence, you know, when it's well-founded, when it's founded on something real, is very powerful. And when we feel more confident in our lives, you know, we achieve more, and we are happier, and we're healthier. And I think what we found through some of the data, we did a rather deep dive on data, and America right now is going through a silent epidemic of anxiety. I think what aren't aware of that, but 20% of Americans these days carry around a clinical diagnosis or anxiety disorder. You know, there's millions and millions more who are just undiagnosed or have symptoms just below the clinical threshold. We're a very anxious country. In fact, the World Health Organization a few years back ranked the United States as the most anxious nation on earth. Anxiety affects our confidence. You know, it eats away at our confidence. And when we're more anxious, we don't make good quality decisions, because we make decisions based on fear, and we're more apt to follow the herd. And so, you know, we wrote this book in part, you know, to help people that may be struggling with a lot of stress and anxiety, who need to get out of that rut. But we also wrote this book for people who aren't necessarily struggling with anxiety, and because those people can build greater levels of agency in their lives as well. But a lot of people are very surprised by that. You know, they and given the fact that so much anxiety is going on right now, you know, which we attribute to the fact that, you know, our society's changed dramatically in the last 20 years. We're all struggling to adapt to those changes. And that does introduce a certain amount of stress and anxiety by definition. The problem with anxiety, though, is that it is socially contagious. If you are around highly anxious people, you're going to pick up on it, right? I mean, that's how our minds work. There's this thing called mirror neurons. And those mirror neurons start picking up on, if I'm talking with you, sitting next to you, my mirror neurons are tuning into your mirror neurons. If you're in a highly anxious, agitated state, I'm going to start picking up on that, and I'm going to start feeling it if I'm around you long enough. So, you know, I think that, you know, we wrote this book also just to help people to kind of get their bearings and, you know, get back to baseline and, you know, kind of clean out the noise and be in a position to, you know, make confident decisions and achieve what they want to achieve in life. That's really the fundamental purpose of the book.
Certainly a great way to kick things off for 2020, and really appreciate your joining us here today. Quite motivational, I might add, and I'm sure the listeners agree as well. As we conclude, you say it's important to increase personal agency. How does one do this, and what does high agency actually look like?
Yeah, great, great questions. Well, we've distilled down seven key principles that help with building a firm foundation for higher agency. And these are relatively simple things, but they're focused things. And we have a lot of tips and suggestions. And our book is pretty loaded with research. So our book is very much science-based. It's not one of these kind of fluffy, new agey kind of books. There's a lot of research in our book. But the seven principles of agency, the first one is controlled stimuli. So you have to manage the amount of stimulation you expose yourself to, right? You gotta not overwhelm yourself too much. The second one we call selectively associate, or associate selectively. This one is, it's about paying more attention to the company you keep. Who's around you? Are you around supportive people who encourage you, whom you can learn from, who are optimistic? Or are you around people who are dragging around and are negative and sort of are not supportive? Because if you're not around people who are healthy and supporting you, by definition, your agency will decline. The third principle is called move, and move is a bit of a misnomer. Move is about getting your body more physically in balance. So it's about paying attention to how much movement and exercise do you engage in, how well are you eating and sleeping and doing some of those very basic physical things in your life. The fourth principle we call position yourself as a learner. This is one of the more important ones. It's about how do you learn? Do you know the best way that you actually learn? Some people learn through study on their own. Some people learn from just doing things by themselves. There's a lot of different ways that people learn. It's very helpful when you understand on a deeper level the best way for you to learn. And it's, this principle is all about how do you constantly position yourself to learn each and every day new things. The fifth principle is called manage your emotions and your beliefs. Manage your emotions and beliefs relates to emotional self-awareness, which we talked about. It's basically about do you have an awareness of what you're feeling, why you're feeling it, and also more importantly, what about your pre-existing beliefs and assumptions that you carry around? Because those things can really get in the way of engaging in truly independent thinking, right? We all carry around beliefs. We all carry around certain assumptions. What we teach people in the book is how to check on those assumptions, right? How to update them if you need to, how to ensure they're accurate. And then the sixth principle is called check your intuition. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is we are primarily intuitive thinkers as humans. Most of our decisions are actually made through the use of intuition, which is kind of quick thinking. This whole section is based on the work of Daniel Kahneman, who's a very famous psychologist, did a lot of work on how we actually make decisions as human beings. So when you understand this, when you understand what intuition is and how to use it to the best effect, the quality of your decisions goes up. It's also important to know when not to use intuition. So when we say check your intuition, that's the sixth principle, we actually have a dual meaning in there. The dual meaning is check in with your intuition, but also keep it in check. Because in many situations, you're going to need to check your intuition against facts and data. And that leads to the final principle, the seventh principle, which we call deliberate, then act. And deliberation is something that we are capable of developing as humans, but we have to learn how to deliberate, right? We have to learn how to think more clearly and more deeply. And so this one principle helps us to think more rationally, more logically, more analytically. And when you combine that with learning how to use your intuition to best effect, the quality of your decision-making goes up dramatically. So we want people to realize that, hey, this is how our minds work. We have these two modes of thinking. And if we use those two modes of thinking in the right circumstances and in the right ways, we make better quality decisions and our confidence level improves. And again, we achieve the results we're seeking. So those are the seven key principles we distilled down from our research, from our interviews with a few hundred people that we designated as high agency people.
Certainly a lot of great information and food for thought to kick things off here for 2020. Really appreciate You're joining us here today once again. Again, the book is The Power of Agency, The 7 Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms. Where can listeners not only get more information on the book, but to pick up the book and a way to be in touch as well? Where's the best place to do that online?
Yeah, the book's available everywhere books are sold. So it's at Barnes & Noble, it's at Walmart, it's at Amazon, of course. You can find out more information about me and the book also at powerofagency.com. That's powerofagency.com. You can find out a little bit more about agency. We also have a short test of one of the 7 principles on the website, which you can take to measure your level of agency on that one principle. And we did put together a short test on all 7 of the principles, which I'm using now in corporate settings to help teams and individuals to build their agency. So it's been a fun project. It's been, book came out a few months ago, and people seem to be really responding to it, which is really great.
Certainly no surprise to hear that. Again, Dr. Napper, all the best. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
All right, great. Thanks so much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. We've been speaking with Dr. Paul Napper, who leads a management psychology practice. His client list includes Fortune 500 companies, nonprofits, universities, and startups. He is the co-author of the new book, The Power of Agency, The 7 Principles to Conquer Obstacles, Make Effective Decisions, and Create a Life on Your Own Terms. And for further information, visit powerofagency.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.